Going Green with Missouri Botanical Gardens' Gene Ponzi. Weekends on KTRS. Brought to you by St. Louis Composting at stlcompost.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
By the powers vested in me by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
To those of you who are listening to us today and not listening to something else, okay, you know what I'm talking about. You are going to be rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell today 5 jokes.
Whoa! Oh. And you'll also get up-to-date traffic throughout the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Why go anywhere else?
Yeah.
Bonus jokes as a reward for those of you who are loyal and sticking with this radio station through the afternoon. Let's just put it this way. Any results you might be interested in, you'll be able to find that after the show is over. So that's our way of thanking you. And the other thing is that... I am convinced, you know, you sort of get the impression that everybody just lives to watch or listen to every football game and every baseball. I'm convinced there are a lot of people that just go, eh, you know, it's a big deal, sure. We'll get the score later. It's not that important. I'd rather hear some fun chit-chat and a couple of good jokes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out there, we'd like to talk to you. We need for you to reconfirm or to confirm that what we believe is true, that the whole world is just not that caught up with sports. It's a big deal. I get that. But we're rewarding you for sticking with us today, and we'd love to hear from you. So if you're out there and you just want to do nothing more than go, hey, sticking with you guys, no matter what, I'll find out what's going on later, let us know. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Speaking timidly almost, which means he might even be embarrassed about what he's going to contribute or somehow questioning whether or not he should introduce it, but now he has to. Here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First thing, I'm going to put this up on our Facebook page. I just think this is fascinating to me. Hopefully other people will find it interesting. So this, there was a guy that worked at Kmart in the late 80s and early 90s. And
I've heard of that, Kmart.
Yeah. They're not doing too well. I don't think that was probably their heyday.
Can I tell you, honestly, right now, didn't even know they were still in business. I haven't seen a Kmart commercial in a long time.
Yeah, they're struggling from what I heard. They've closed a lot of locations. But so this, I don't know what his job was, but he worked at Kmart's late 80s, early 90s. And once a month, the corporate office would send out a cassette for all the stores to play. And it would be the in-house radio. You know,
they had their own radio station.
Muzak, right. They played for a while. It was instrumental music. And then later on in the early 90s, they actually got, I guess they paid for the rights to air actual songs. But this guy saved every cassette he had. It was a total of 56 cassettes, and he uploaded them all. I mean, each cassette is over an hour, and he uploaded them all to the internet for everybody to listen to. So I thought I'd just play a little bit here of some, and I'll put the link on the
I don't think too many Facebook people want to hear too much of this. They might go to the link for a little, but 57 hours of this stuff?
Well, some people said they'd just play it in their house because a lot, like this one I'm going to play here, it was the 30th anniversary program, so okay. They had the announcer going, in 1962, I guess that was when the first Kmart opened.
Oh, you sounded just like an announcer.
Okay. Yeah, you did.
Right there. In fact, for a minute, I forgot that was you talking.
I know.
So here, I'll just play a little bit of it.
Back in 1962, the response to that first Kmart store was great. But who could have imagined that 30 years later, 180 million people each year would be shopping and saving at thousands of Kmarts all over the country?
All right.
Back to the music of 1962.
This guy, stop for a second.
He's trying to do Casey Kasem.
Yes. Yes. This guy is practically straining at stool.
Yes.
To beat as much like Casey Kasem as he can. And who'd have thought that in 1962? All this guy's irritated.
So, yeah.
So, it's their own radio station.
And they had their own radio station. They would... but you know, this one was the 30th anniversary, but the other ones, they said that the radio station would be Kmart Radio, KMART, and they would do in between songs, they would do announcements for specials in the store. You know, their tire department.
I think somebody ought to do it today.
Yes. So so I'll have that up on the Facebook page, so you can.
That might be the biggest audience we ever had if we could become the new Kmart team on the air on Kmart.
Or any of the stores.
How about Target? You know what?
Yeah.
If you could talk Target into, let's say you had one location that was the studio, but it's live. And when you do what you're going to do, it goes to every Target store. Good afternoon, Target. Danny O'Day with you live at Target. And thanks for shopping at Target. And hey, big happy birthday going out to understand that Jim Swanson and his family are shopping right now at the Target in Bellevue, Washington. Happy birthday there, Jim. I mean, they could send texts or...
Well, and I told you before, I think it is Target, before the show started, that doesn't play anything. It's silence. Is that right?
And I never noticed this. Peon claims if you shop at Target, there's no music playing.
You're right.
But I never noticed it.
I never did either until he just said something.
So it must not be that important because it doesn't bother me.
Target's the only one that doesn't have anything playing because I think usually... other stores have
just
something
that
Muzak or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? I didn't notice anything at the other Mart store. At Walmart, I haven't noticed that they have music playing.
I couldn't tell you. It's never occurred to me to notice.
No.
Yeah. Have it or not. Can we interrupt the Burke segment for a couple of phone calls?
Sure.
People are calling.
Mm-hmm.
We interrupt the Burke segment now for a couple of phone calls from what I'm assuming are people who don't care what else is going on in sports or otherwise. They're AM and the PM. Let's talk now to Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Old Mike from St. Peter's, AM and the PM.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Hallelujah.
And what's going on, Mike?
Well, I'm out working. I work out of my truck, and I always listen to you. I don't have the luxury of having a big old TV in this truck, so I'd much rather listen to a storyteller and a damn good joke rather than some announcers. It could be some black and white crap I don't want to hear.
There you go.
Oh,
our kind of listener. What do you drive? What do you haul? You deliver stuff? Or
I sell roofs, right?
Roofs.
Yeah,
you carry an entire roof around on your truck?
Oh,
just about.
that's heavy.
Wow.
Well, we appreciate you're with us.
Well, I thank you. I really appreciate your show, and good luck to you.
Keep listening. I got bonus jokes for you. Keep listening, okay?
I sure will.
And now bonus joke number one.
Uh-oh.
See, they're just going to come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And people who tuned away are going to go, I missed that joke. We talked about that joke. I didn't hear it. Yeah, well, too bad for you. Farmer's wife is one of those neglected wives. She's real good looking, but her old farmer husband never pays any attention to her. She goes out behind the barn one day and sees the young hired hand, and he's taking a leak. And this kid, like in his 20s, she can't believe the equipment this guy's carrying. And as he's peeing, He looks over and sees her looking, and she can't help it. She says, boy, I'd like to have some of that. He says, well, you better get a cup. I'm almost dry.
Yes! See? Now, some people might have missed that.
Oh, man.
Drinking urine joke.
That's one of the top categories.
Yes.
Joke categories.
It's the hot, the hottest category.
Let me check. I get an update every day on the hottest jokes. Is today the 13th?
Yes.
Okay. Today, the people that survey around the country, what is your favorite category? Here it is right here. Urine drinking.
Yes.
Favorite category of joke.
The possibilities are endless.
And now we're going to talk to Terry. Terry, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm in the penis.
Well, thank you, Terry. Hallelujah. What's your story?
I don't care whether the Cardinals or the Cubs win, but what's that nice that you can appreciate a Cubs fan is the fact that if you're rooting for the Blues every year,
mm-hmm.
you get your hopes up and you get your heart ripped out every year.
You can kind of identify with the Cubs. But you're with us today.
I'm with you today. I'd rather listen to a good joke.
Well, you're going to get five of them today.
I love good jokes.
All right. Well, more coming. Thank you, Terry.
You know the dichotomy from the Muddy Waters band?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what you get when you cross a pig with a Texan?
Hang on a minute. Hold on. I get my gun. Hold on. It's not really a joke. What do you get when you cross a pig with a Texan? I don't know. Go ahead.
Nothing. There's some things a pig won't do.
We just lost
that joke every time.
We just lost our Texas listeners. Thank you, Terry.
You have a good one. Thank you.
There you go. I'm going to talk to Brenda. Hello, Brenda.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm AM PM.
You sound great. Hallelujah. You sound great to me.
I am great, and I'm listening to you guys every day.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Brenda. How about her? How about Brenda?
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. Is anything else anything else we can do for you?
Wish there was.
Oh,
nothing that I can think of.
Well, I can think of something, but we'll talk about that later. Thank you, Brenda.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And now back to the Burke segment. Here's Pion.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Again.
You're welcome.
The next thing I have, I want to thank George. I won't mention George's last name just because I don't know, but George sent me email telling me to look up this person for Burke segment material.
Hey, speaking of George, did you know that Carlinville, Illinois is actually named for a guy named Carlin Hansen?
Really?
Yeah.
No?
Wow.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Well, you mentioned George, and then Carlinville, Illinois. Carlin Hansen.
Carlin Hansen.
Yeah, go ahead.
So George had me look
up. Now they just all tuned away.
Is that one of the five jokes?
No, no. Okay.
I had never heard of. Have you ever heard of the man named Charles Domery?
Charles Domery.
Domery?
No.
Later also known as Charles Dahmers.
Mm.
He was a Polish soldier who served in both the Prussian and French armies.
Hmm.
He had an unusually large appetite.
Appetite?
No.
A real appetite.
Real appetite. So he was serving in the Prussian army against France during the War of the First Coalition, and he found that the rations of the Prussians were insufficient, so he deserted and went to the French army in return for food.
Because they had better
food. That's how voracious his appetite was. He could not get enough food with the Prussian army, so he switched. They have some stats here, some of the stuff that he was generally healthy, but he was always just starving, and he would eat anything.
You know what? I can relate to that.
He would eat anything
I'm starving
available
all the time.
While stationed near Paris, he was recorded as having eaten 174 cats in a year.
Well, hold on. Cats?
Whoa. Cats.
So that's three cats a day.
Yes. Wow.
And no, wait a minute. 174. I'm sorry. That's a cat every other day. Half a cat a day.
Whoa.
And although he disliked vegetables, he would eat 4 to 5 pounds of grass every day if he could not find other food. Hmm. Let's see.
I bet he had healthy BMs. Well, you know, have you ever seen a horse's BM?
And they would study this guy. Later on, I'm going to tell you, they would do studies on him to try to find out just because they could not believe.
Horse poop, you can still see the grass in it. It's, you know, it's healthy.
See cat fur in his.
Yeah. In 1799, he was captured by the British forces, and they were shocked by his appetite. And despite being put on 10 times the rations of all the other inmates, he was still starving all the time. He would eat. He ate the prison cat. He ate 20 rats that came into his cell.
That guy was hungry.
And he regularly ate the prison candles, because this is before that was the only light they had back then. Let's see here. So
wax in, wax out.
So his case was brought to the attention of the commissioners for taking care of sick and wounded seamen and for the care and treatment of prisoners of war.
Oh, he was in charge of taking care of the seamen?
So these people that looked out for prisoners of war did an experiment on him to test his eating capacity. Over the course of a day, Domery ate a total of 16 pounds of raw cow's udder.
Raw cow.
Raw cow's udder.
Raw cow's udder.
Raw beef and tallow candles and 4 bottles of porter, all which he ate and drank without defecating, urinating, or vomiting at any point. So, like you said, healthy, apparently not. Apparently he was just still.
Did they say what he weighed?
Let me see.
Do you think
they'd
include that? He had to be.
I think that.
Huge.
He was tall for the time at 6'3". But normal build, it says.
Wow. He would have been a good candidate for that 30-pound burrito.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, he can handle it.
Yeah.
He'd probably put half a cat on it.
So yeah. here it says again, of course, in 1 year he ate 174 cats, dead or alive.
Hold on here.
Dead or alive?
He would eat living cats?
That's it. He had several severe conflicts of interest in the act of destroying them, because by feeling the effects of their torments on his face and hands, you know, them clawing and biting
him. Well, if you're eating them alive, they'll claw you.
Sometimes he killed them before eating, but when very hungry, he did not wait to perform this humane office.
So when you're hungry, you're hungry.
They said it was observed that immediately. So they were studying him again, and he would go to bed around 8.
His breath had to be horrible.
Yes. They said he would go to bed around 8 p.m.
Hey, honey, have you been eating cow udder again?
Yeah. Oh.
Your breath smells like cow udder.
Go to bed at 8. He would begin sweating profusely. About 1 to 2 hours lying awake and sweating, he would fall asleep and then wake up at 1 a.m. extremely hungry, regardless of what he had before. You've told stories about
that. Oreos, 2 o'clock in the morning.
At that time, he would eat any available food, or if no food was available, he would smoke tobacco. At around 2 a.m., he would go back to sleep and wake again at between 5 and 6, sweating. So he was a heavy sweater, whatever that means.
He was sick. You'd be sick, too.
Somebody just called and said something that he ate the most.
I know exactly what you're going to P-word.
The French Army, yeah.
I know what you're going to say. We're not going to go for that.
So, yeah, Charles Domery, if you want to look up more of his stats, a pretty interesting guy.
No.
When was he around?
Late 1700s.
Oh.
No. Anything else?
No.
All right, Dan, you have anything?
Wow.
Burke segment?
No.
No, close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. I'm going to talk to Steve before we take a break and maybe somebody else. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank. How are you doing today?
We are doing great today. You guys say hi to Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hey.
What's going on?
Well, you told the joke, the urine joke, and I had heard that same joke in a different version, which you, obviously know because you're Frank Opinion.
No, that's true.
I'm not even going to attempt to tell a joke. I'll just give you the setup.
All right.
Two guys walking through a field out hunting, and as they come up to a fence, there's a goat with his head stuck in the fence. You know that?
I do know it, yeah.
Yeah. It's the same premise, right? If you want some of that.
Yeah.
And then he sticks his head in the fence.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's what you made me think of that whenever you told that joke. But anyhow, I really enjoy listening to you. I'd rather listen to you than actually... get involved in talking.
You almost said I'd rather listen to you than meet you in person. That's what you're going to say.
Well, I've never met you, and I've never seen you on the internet. It kind of takes away,
I agree.
Hear somebody's voice.
The mystery.
I agree.
What they look like.
I agree. Don't ever see me. Don't.
Well, I've been warned, and so I'm the kind of guy that kind of listens to what people tell him, so.
Warned?
Well, yeah,
I've been warned not to look at
that sexy, handsome man.
I'm kind of like Barbara Streisand and those the prima donnas and those
Barry Manilow.
Yeah, don't look at me. That's in their contract. Nobody can look at me.
Barry Manilow was like that, wasn't he?
Let the mystery continue. So
exactly.
we're glad you're with us today.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're on the radio, and it sure makes my day. As I'm working, it makes it much better because I can, like the other fellow said, you got the radio on, you can listen and enjoy, and you can still get your work done. And
what kind of work do you? What kind of work do you do?
I do a kitchen and bathroom remodels.
Okay, we have an advertiser that does that.
Yes, so. You do, and that's and as I understand, they're very good.
Now, listen to this guy. Steve, nice enough to say Thompson Price is a great guy. I like that. You're a small little.
I'm a small operation. Yeah. I've only got maybe four guys, and I've been doing it 35 years, and stay very busy. We don't advertise much because we don't.
Now, do you do the big kitchen jobs, like the expensive kitchen? Are you the guy you go to when it's a simpler work, maybe not a complete remodel?
We do the big stuff too, but we're limited because of the manpower, and we also do, like the one I'm working on today, it's about a 3-day thing. We do a lot of things for the elderly, take out tubs, put in showers, but you got to get in and out.
I would love to let you mention the name of your company, but Tom Price would fire me if I did.
No, I don't want to because it's just, I can't keep up as it is. And
good for you.
And it would just be a headache.
I love the way you've converted anyway to anyhow. You've done a really good job of converting it.
Yeah, I made sure I was trying to avoid that.
Oh, you did a good job.
But I do appreciate you guys. I like listening to you, and I'll just keep at it. I'm a great big Cardinal fan, but when I'm working, I really like listening.
Listen to that. This guy's a big Cardinal fan. What's he listening to? Us. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Hey, you guys have a good day.
This is what will keep us going today. Mm-hmm. We're almost in a depressive slump, and then we hear from the masses. John, how are you?
Fine. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
AM and the PM?
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, listen, I want to tell you this is not a joke in one sense, but this is something that happened. It's very funny. To me, it was. Mm-hmm. I was doing a little investigation one day. I was talking to a lady out in front of her house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 10 years ago. A car pulled up. Said, sir, can you help me? I said, well, I hope so. He said, we're from Flat River, Missouri. And she said, we're looking for the River Descarez. And I said, well, you know, I lived in St. Louis all my life. I'm not familiar with that river. So he gets a map and brings it up, and sure enough, it was the River DePayers.
Right.
And I said, oh, what do you don't want to go there. And the lady, well, she said, well, my son wanted to do some fishing. She said, well, the lady buzzed in, and she said, the only thing you'll catch there, sir, is toilet trout. And I'll tell you, that man looked at me, and he said, what in the heck is that? I said, well, I can't answer that. You just have to figure that one out. But that was a true story, man. Really thought there was a river,
Descarez. Well, now, who wouldn't think that?
Yeah, I mean,
if you look at a map and you saw River DePayers, even if you mispronounce it, you think it's a river.
Yeah,
I can understand that. But the part that didn't make sense about your story was you said it was a husband and wife and that she butted in.
Wives
don't do that.
No, it wasn't his wife. It was a lady I was interviewing.
Oh, she butted in.
He walked out. She butted in. She said, oh, you don't want to fish there, sir. You'd only get toilet trout there. And I kind of laughed. I thought it was funny.
You got a big kick out of that, I can tell.
I got a big kick out of that. You know, I thought about that all day long and for the next week, you know. And I thought, River Descarez, you know.
Well, you sound like a guy who's in a pretty good mood every day. What do you do?
Well, I work for a federal agency, a federal agent, and I used to. I'm retired now,
mm-hmm.
And I was doing getting a lot of information from this particular person, and that was it. And she was all upset anyway with me, and when this guy walked up, she was. You know, he was looking for directions, and he was lost.
I must have no idea what you just said.
No.
And then when he showed me that map, I said, River Descarez.
Yeah, I got that part.
You know, I never heard of it, you know. Yeah. Well, when I looked at that map, I said, oh, that's the, as I say, the public sewerage system for the city and the county. And he said, oh.
That's a great story.
You know, it was funny.
That's a good story, John. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, too.
All right.
Yeah. He can't get that DePayers thing out of his head.
No.
Doesn't he sound like a guy who's just always in a good mood?
Did he say Toilet trout?
Yeah.
Toilet trout. I'm not sure. I think I know what that is.
Now, if you put together, if you were fishing for toilet trout, and then you hooked up with that guy that delivered roofs, I'm guessing he delivers shingles.
What are you talking about?
You could put nothing.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was trying to put something together.
You know what? Now we just lost our audience. We were worried about that game taking our... No, that's not what's going to cost us listeners. You just caused everybody to die.
I was going
to
say you can go fishing and get with that guy with the roofing and the shingles and stuff, and then you could have SH on a shingle.
That's the worst. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Okay, edit all that out.
Hey, I do have a quick traffic note before Tim Weiland, and Tim all can right. check on it.
Go.
This guy just called in. He said this just happened right in front of him.
Westbound, just in.
Eastbound, 6440, right before the 6th Street exit, there's an accident. So it just happened. So probably no emergency crews or anything there. Eastbound, 6440, right before 6th Street, heading downtown there.
All right. Am I supposed to go to Tim now? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then let me share with you. What's going on at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet? The Londoff name has actually been a part of the car business for over 75 years. They've been at their location where they are now for 55. But 20 years before that, Mr. Londoff was in the car business. And one time he was an Edsel dealer. And I know that a lot of times what we say sounds just like what other dealers say. Use the same kind of lingo. And you hear from all the dealerships now, we got to make room for the 16s. We have to get rid of the 15, blah, blah, blah. Every year they do that, and it actually is true. They don't want to keep the 15s around once the trucks start delivering the 15s, and the same is true at Johnny Londoff. They have the largest inventory of 2015 Chevy Cruzes and Silverados in the Midwest, and they don't want them to sit there. So you can get in a brand-new Chevy Cruze starting at $15,800. Brand new. Brand spanking new. What does that mean? Oh, you know what it means? Spanking, you spank a baby. A baby's brand new. I just thought of what it means. Brand spanking new. Up to $12,000 off select Silverado crew cabs and double cabs. This is the time. And when you hear the other dealers talking about, we'll beat anybody's deal, okay. Okay, fine. Really? It's impossible that everybody could beat everybody's deal. Let's think about that. It's impossible. So they don't make outlandish comments like that or promises. Here's the truth. I cannot imagine you will go to any Chevy dealer and buy the identical vehicle you were looking at Londoff for any less money. That just doesn't happen. So we'll just put it that way. Whatever it is you're looking for, you can go to all the dealerships you want to. And here's how you're going to probably make your decision. It's going to be the way you're treated, which means you're probably going to end up buying at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. It is just a given that they have to be competitive in their pricing, and they will be. 24/7 at Londoff.com, or you know how to get there, the Washington Elizabeth exit. Unless you're coming from the other direction, then it's the Elizabeth Washington exit. I don't know what that's about. Off Interstate 270, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Meet me. Right here is the only place you can hear traffic this afternoon. How about
that? That's right.
And here's Tim Weiland to give it to you, Tim.
You could have heard a lot of laughter a few minutes ago. Listening to you talk, the more you talk, the more you stepped in it.
Oh, I know.
Well, you know, Dan, I can't see it on the camera, but I do see the backup that's happening on Highway 64 near the 6th Street exit there. Now, traffic is starting to back up, and all of a sudden you've got heavy traffic from about Busch Stadium up to, Union Station up to this point. Now, we have heavy traffic on westbound 40 now from Kings Highway out through McCausland. We had an earlier accident on southbound 170 near Galleria Parkway. That's been cleared, but things are jammed up back at Olive. And then east and westbound 40, approaching Highway 270, you're jammed eastbound from about Timberlake Manor up to 270. Westbound is slowing from Clayton Warson in through Highway 270. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan, that's all you need. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, our Mizzou Tigers travel to Athens to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. KTRS pregame coverage begins at 4, and the game begins at 6:30 p.m.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, we gotta catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-551-4919. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-551-4919. 1-800-551-4919.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Well, try thinking about what would happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Picture them having to sell the house, the car, maybe even priceless family heirlooms, just to survive without you. Now, think about how easily and affordably AIG Direct could help you protect your family. With $250,000 of term life coverage for just $14 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-939-5578. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. So protect your peace of mind by calling AIG Direct now. 1-800-939-5578. That's 1-800-939-5578. 1-800-939-5578.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up? Kerristan and Midwest Floor, that's who. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Kerristan have teamed together to make the month of October National Kerristan Month. If you have ever dreamed of owning a Kerristan carpet, now is the time. Kerristan, quite simply, makes the finest carpets made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Kerristan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Kerristan products anywhere. And during National Kerristan Month, you'll find all Kerristan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Kerristan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Kerristan Month for great savings. Plus, up to a $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call 314-831-5999 or visit www.aldaystudy.com.
We didn't grow to be one of the biggest family-owned banks by standing still. And we haven't stayed family-owned for over 100 years by forgetting where we came from or who we serve. Our goal is helping you reach yours. That's what it means to be a part of First Bank, where being treated like family means something and where relationships come first. After all, you don't have to be around for a century to know what counts, but it helps. Let's look ahead. First Bank. Member FDIC.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTR.
Time won't let me. What? Not the group. I know. Who is it?
The Outsiders.
Outsiders. This is just one of their hits. All right, so this is so stupid. It's funny. And here it is. And Peon, I give him credit. He found this. Don't you just hate it when a sentence doesn't end the way you think it, pineapple? That is so stupid. It's hilarious. Four more jokes coming. Bonus jokes. As a reward for those of you who are listening to us and not flipping over to listen to something else, let me give you a quick word from Amini's where I will be tomorrow. I have a private tour with Mr. Meany tomorrow of the new renovation. I talked to him today. He said, I want to walk you through and show you what we're doing and what we've done. Meany's is undergoing this massive remodeling, and through it, they've offered some tremendous deals on patio furniture and lighting. My goodness, the Jaffe lighting collection upstairs, they're redoing that whole thing. They've already got over 1,000 lights on display. It's a gigantic selection and collection of lights. Pool tables, pinball machines, arcade jukeboxes, shuffleboard table. I love shuffleboard. I've told you that before. No mechanical parts, nothing to be serviced. You just wax the wood every once in a while, not often, and sweep off the old ice and sprinkle on some new ice, and you're good to go. Shuffleboard. But you want a good table. You don't want a piece of crap table. You want one a professional grade. And again, like everything else, that's all they sell. They don't sell any junk at Amini's. Home theater furniture, leather, they have it. And again, the number one category in sales is patio furniture. So I can't wait. Tomorrow I get a tour to see the almost all new Amini's. Still looks the same from the outside. Copper dome is still there. You can't miss it. It doesn't look like any other building, and it's not like any other store once you walk inside. Please tell them when you go to Amini's that you're AM and the PM, and I hope you will go there and take your time and look around. It is one fantastic store. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's. .com. 43 years ago today, I believe was the day, I don't believe it was the day they found the survivors. I believe this was the day the Andes Mountain plane crash. Remember that rugby team, soccer team or something?
The book Alive and movie.
Yes.
Alive.
Yeah, the movie. Yes. Can you believe that was 43 years ago?
No.
Now that seems impossible to me, but that was the deal where the survivors ate the other passengers.
Yeah.
And there was a book that was made into a movie. I could do that. I mean, you'd have
to eat other people?
Oh, sure. You have to.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't say one way or another what you would do in that circumstance.
I don't remember. I remember reading parts of the book. I don't remember. It was really cold. So the people
absolutely
were frozen.
Freezing, yeah.
So how did they cook them? Or did they cook them? Or did they just eat them like people sickles?
Because I think I read the book and saw the movie. They buried them. Well, I don't know if they had to bury them just because the snowdrift just ended up burying. But they would cut like the buttock. I remember. I think.
That'd be good
remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I don't remember.
Anybody who knows the story.
I know they had some reflective pieces of the plane that they could use
for heat.
But
how could they generate enough heat to cook parts of the people?
And they tried to make a couple trips away from the plane to try to get help, and stuff. Bad things would happen, and they would have to come back, and other people died along the way.
You remember how long they were before they were found?
I mean, it was like 3 weeks or something.
Over 2 months.
Was it?
Over 2 months in the freezing mouth. So people are calling. Somebody's going to know if they ate them as people sickles frozen or if they cooked them up or something, or at least thawed them out. And it would be tough to do, but if you are starving.
Yeah, because they had some food they tried to ration out over a couple days.
It's one thing to eat something and not know what you're eating. You know you're eating your
fellow
passengers.
And you know the person. They were,
you're eating Jim.
I were rugby team.
Jim and Sarah. I can't believe we're eating Jim and Sarah. Our teammates were eating. These people know anything about that story? Is that where they're coming?
Yes.
Yeah, let me talk to Debbie about this. Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So you're kind of an expert, or maybe not an expert, but knowledgeable about the Andes Mountain survivors?
Well, I saw the movie within the last year on cable. And
oh,
then
great.
Went on YouTube. And if you go on YouTube, you can click on there and see the documentary of the real survivors.
Okay, so how did they eat their fellow teammates?
It was frozen. They were frozen, and they took charred metal from the plane, and that's how they cut up the frozen body.
They used that as a knife.
Yeah.
See, I was right. People sickles. They're frozen.
But then they also, they go into detail how different parts of the body taste different, because they didn't just eat the muscles. They also ate, like, the heart and the organs.
Mm. That sounds good. I wonder if anything tastes like chicken. I doubt it. Well, you know how everything always ends up tasting like chicken. I doubt it.
But if you go on YouTube, you can just type that in, and the documentary stuff, I was mesmerized.
I need to go back and get refreshed on how they even survive, because it's freezing cold. And how do you even not lose your hands and toes? And I mean, how
there
can
was
you,
some of that. Yeah, the frostbite.
It takes some. You got to be nimble and kind of thaw it out to even cut somebody up who's frozen. I mean, I just don't know how they did it.
Well, then they also show, like on a map, how far these two guys had to walk to find another human being, and it's a miracle.
Unbelievable.
That they survived.
I would have been dead in one day. I'm not kidding. I'm so soft.
You would have been eaten.
I'm such a baby. Yeah, I would have been their food. They would have been so grateful to me for dying so fast.
I
am not tough.
We can eat for a year now.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
We can stay here forever.
You know what? See, that was unnecessary. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Debbie. It was an attempt to talk about how fat I am.
Let's put a subdivision in. We can stay here.
Yeah, let's not rush to get out of here. We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Thank you for the update, Debbie.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Debbie, who knew a little bit. Let me talk to Elliot. Hello, Elliot. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing great today. You know.
I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You call about this being the anniversary of that plane crash?
Yeah, and what I remembered about it was that the days, not necessarily temperature-wise, would be warm, but there would be sun, and they could block, like, wind. And it would get quite warm. I think I remember even taking off a lot of their clothes during the day.
Yeah.
And it would get real cold at night.
It would get like sunburn almost.
And they would take, if I remember right, with the meat, they would take the meat and like lay it or slice it out thin and like lay it on the fuselage and more or less like make jerky with it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, let it get in the sun during the day. And yeah, that's what I kind of remembered from it. But
imagine their breath when they were rescued.
No,
all right. When the rescuers found them, they had...
No, yeah.
Eek. Yeah, intestinal breath, heart breath, buttock breath. Yeah.
You got Bob breath.
Hey, butt breath.
So
all right,
thank you, Elliot. See, another person who's listening and is not flipping over listening to something else.
Hey, there's another accident. Someone just called
in. Oh, my goodness.
All right, this is breaking news.
Yeah,
this is breaking traffic news. Let's go now to Dan Strauss. What is it, Dan?
And Tim Weiland will have more on this. 40 westbound, west of Mason. There's a multi-car accident, and there is emergency equipment on that scene. So a multi-car accident causing lots of problems. Westbound 40, west of Mason.
Thank you, Dan. Come on back up here. Dan Strauss live from the KTRS Traffic Center. Let me tell you, I had to take my daughter to the airport this morning. Now, the where we've got it made is the three of us, we don't have to get in morning rush traffic. We don't have to get in that afternoon.
Oh, it's horrible.
By the time, I'm going to tell you something. I left the house at 7 with her this morning. I had to take her to the airport. I thought I was going to lose my mind. I don't know how you people who do this every day. I used to do it, but it's so long ago I can't remember it. I took 40 to 270, and everything was fine. There's a little slowdown, some construction on 40, and I thought, okay, this is going great. Until I got up to where 270, and you go 70 west to the airport, it was just bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Yeah.
And as I'm going up 270, I noticed that southbound, the other side of me, is nothing but solid backed up traffic from 40 all the way up to 70. And I don't know what that was about. But when I decided to go back home after I dropped her, I went that Maryland Heights Expressway. I took the back way home because I would have been sitting on 270 for 3 hours.
That's crazy. And then the people, when they do get an opening, I mean, they're like, wow.
Oh, they jump right in between.
Oh, yeah, they're
and
crazy.
All I could think, and then there's that sun this morning hitting you in the face as you're headed east.
You can't see.
Why were there not 100 accidents this morning? Hats off to everybody who managed to navigate through that sunlight and that other traffic. And it just reminded me how lucky I am that I couldn't sit in that every day. I would lose my mind. All I was thinking about is look at all these people, thousands of people sitting in the traffic. And you know that many of them are going, oh, I can't believe it. I have a job interview and this is my first impression and I'm going to be a half hour late.
Oh, yeah.
They're going insane. There's nothing you can do about it. But it would drive me nuts. Thank goodness we don't have to do it. Another blessing for us to count. American Equity Mortgage. Here's a blessing. 23 years of sponsorship and support from American Equity Mortgage on this show. Round of applause. 314-878-9999. That 878 part is real important because there are some other companies try to confuse you. You're not going to be confused because you're AM and the PM, and we know you'll tell them that when you called. You need a mortgage? You're thinking about buying a house? Please consider letting American Equity Mortgage handle the mortgage. Now, that you're already a homeowner, you have a mortgage. Maybe it's not even with American Equity Mortgage. They will still welcome you with open arms. If you want to go to them and use that equity to borrow money, that is a very smart way to borrow money. If you could look, if somebody said, hey, I'll loan you $30,000, and person A says, I want 4% interest, and person B says, I want 9%. Who's going to go with person B? That's what you're doing if you do credit cards and you don't pay them off. Let them help you. They know what they're doing. American Equity Mortgage, American Equity.